Bill Bainbridge. Coming up in this hour of the program, the plan to bring temporary workers into Australia to work on resources, projects and the backlash from unions. But first, tensions have heightened between China and the Philippines after Beijing sent more ships to a disputed island in the South China Sea, where there's been a two-month standoff between the two nations. In April, Philippines warships tried to stop Chinese fishing boats from entering the Scarborough Shoal, and the two sides have since engaged in a war of words. Now, China's Foreign Ministry says it's sent more ships to Scarborough Shoal to strengthen its control there. As it says, China has indisputed sovereignty over the islands they call the Huangyan. Earlier, I spoke to Raul Hernandez, the Philippines Foreign Affairs spokesman, for more, and I asked him why China has sent more ships to the Scarborough Shoal.
When we presented our protest over the increased number and pattern of Chinese government vessels and fishing vessels in the area last 21st of May, they said that because they want to protect the fishermen and have control over the area. And this is very regrettable because China has been articulating for a de-escalation of tensions in the area. And at the same time, the two sides, the China and the Philippines, have been discussing how to defuse the situation in the Bajo de Masinloc or Scarborough Shoal. But then what is given back to us is the increase of the number of ships, government vessels and fishing vessels in the area.
So you say you've been having discussions, but so what is the Philippines' response to this then? Are you concerned that despite the fact that there are discussions going on, the Chinese are sending in more ships?
We're trying to diffuse the tension there by going through several discussions here in the Philippines and also in Beijing through our embassy there, because we hope that the tensions will be diffused through the discussion and that we will be able to find a diplomatic solution to the issue of the standoff in the Scarborough Shoal. But, you know, what we would like to see also from the Chinese side is for them to be consistent with their actions vis-a-vis their statements, that they would like to diffuse the tension, because what they are doing really is a violation to the ASEAN China Declaration on the Conduct of the South China Sea, which states that sides claimants should exercise tough restraint in the conduct of activities that would complicate or escalate disputes and affect the peace and stability in the area.